Howdy, folks, and welcome to another episode of Life Around the Fire. My name is David Rattari, and I'll be your host today. We are a podcast that is devoted to spiritual growth. And what we mean by spiritual growth is this: growth in our relationship, first and foremost with God, then in our relationships with one another. What I'd like to do today in this episode is kind of give you a little bit of information concerning an event that took place just recently involving a slip and fall, man. It was on a Friday morning, and I was on my way to get something done, and I was in a hurry, and my foot caught the corner of one of our throw rugs, and I wound up hitting my left knee with really pretty much all my weight. I fell and landed first right on my left knee, and then I kind of tumbled and rolled around, and it was a pretty grisly sight there for a minute. But fortunately, nothing broke. However, what it did was it really put a crimp in my style concerning my mobility. My left knee is just about the size of a large cantaloupe right now. It's a pretty big ball of swollen matter that doesn't want to go down anytime soon. And so I'm kind of in a spot where I need to take a little breather. So if you haven't heard from me for a minute, that's the reason why. And so I need to continue to kind of lay low for a while. But in the meantime, what I'm going to be doing is zeroing in on some study that I have been looking forward to. So on one hand, it's a drag to be knocked down because there's a lot of stuff I want to do, not just concerning podcasting, but all the way around. I like to stay busy as much as possible. And right now, I'm kind of on my, rest right now. But anyway, all that being said, for the next few days, you're not going to be hearing much from me on this podcast. So if you're wondering what the reason is, that's the reason. But where we're going with this, and what I wanted to kind of just give you a heads up on, is that for the next few episodes following our return, we're going to be spending some time on this whole aspect of focus, of us individually, but really for us collectively, have focus. There's something about us becoming one across the nations that is just so strong on my heart. I personally can't get away from it, so I'm not going to try. I'm really staying in step with what I believe Holy Spirit is saying to us, much like He spoke to Esther concerning her place at that particular point in time in the kingdom, how it was a very strategic thing, And he took time to help prepare her to be in the presence of the king. Well, I believe in many respects that is us collectively around the world, those of us who are anticipating the return of Yeshua, of Jesus, our King, the King of Kings. His soon return precipitates the need for those who are called by his name to be collectively in heart and in mind. One, just as he and the Father are one. Reason being, he prayed that. He specifically prayed for that very thing and that prayer. That prayer is being answered. The process of it has begun, and the fulfillment of it is going to take place. We are going to be united by virtue of his presence, by virtue of his power, by virtue of the very nature of God. He is going to cause us to be corporately one. And so us having a focus, us learning how to develop a personal focus, alone, just a personal focus, having focus, being able to focus for a given period of time on something that is significant. As we all know, there's a tremendous amount of competition for our attention. And some of it is good, some of it is just rather neutral, and some of it really isn't. It's damaging. The competition for our attention and the need for us to focus. Because when we focus on something, it's interesting. We become like that. This reality of beholding and becoming. When we behold something, we focus in on a given thing for any length of time, that point of our focus begins to influence how we think, what we say, how we feel, how we go about living life. So focus is very important. And Jesus had the great ability to focus on the heart of the Father. He was able to, in the midst of a storm, a literal storm on the Sea of Galilee, when other people were just thrown into a panic, he had focus on the heart of his Father, because he knew that his Father said they were going to go to the other side of the lake, and they were going to go to the other side of the lake. And his focus on the heart of the Father enabled him to speak to those elements and cause them to come into a place of shalom. He was a peacemaker. Powerful. And so his focus on the heart of God, his Father, our Father, is what he's teaching us by Holy Spirit giving us the way in which he went about it so that we can become like him. And as we behold him, we are beholding the heart of the Father. And that's what we become like. So individually, that's paramount, But collectively, now collectively, when a group of people begin to function that way, sweetheart, there are some things that take place that are so significant that our eyes haven't really even seen exactly what can take place as a result of that. We're going to. We are going to. We're living in that day and that hour, and we are going to see things transpire as a result of what God is doing, because God is God, and God is going to show himself as God. But, you know, there's a statement that says, where is God when it hurts? Well, question is, where are you when people are hurting? Because God might be just looking to do things to you and through you, and you become that expression of God in the midst of a difficult situation. Where is God when it's hurting? Where's the church when it's hurting? And so collectively, we're being called to be the body. We've been called to be the body of Christ on earth. His expression, the expression of his hands, his feet, his eyes, things of his character and his nature. And so that's what we're going to be looking at, the collective beholding and becoming more and more like Jesus as our focus is upon him. And so in the meantime, I'm going to rest up, do my best to take care of what I need to take care of. And in the meantime, let's continue to pray for one another that we would collectively grow up before we grow old, and the group of people that you're involved with, that you'd become a loving expression of the body of Christ, joined together with other fellowships in your region. And as that continues to expand, the things that we're going to see take place, once again, I don't believe our eyes have seen exactly what that can really look like, but we're going to. Let's pray. Father, I thank you once again for who you are and how you're doing things, what you're doing, that you've invited us to be part of that. Thank you. I love you. I so trust you. I don't doubt that what our Lord has said is going to take place. What you've declared to him and through him, and now to us and through us, is going to cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. That the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So Lord, I thank you and invite you, Holy Spirit, to empower us to collectively be able to behold and to become more and more like Jesus, that our focus would be developed and mature so that we could become more and more like him as we focus our attention off of ourselves and more onto him. And we stand here in the name of Jesus and we say, so be it. Let it be. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, folks, I love you. If you have any thoughts, questions, concerns, please feel free to drop us a line at liferonthefire@gmail.com or type in liferonthefire and look us up on the web. We would love to hear from you. In the meantime, God bless you. Adios, amigos.